USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The North Carolina Republican Party Central Committee voted unanimously on Monday to censure Senator Richard Burr over his impeachment vote. The committee announced the censure in a statement that argued Burr's vote to convict went outside the authority of the Constitution. President Trump was acquitted of impeachment for a second time on Saturday. A catastrophic explosion and fire at an Afghanistan customs depot has destroyed hundreds of fuel tankers and caused traders tens of millions in losses on Sunday. NASA satellites could reportedly see the blast from space, and the fire was so intense, officials called neighboring Iran for help. The blast on the Iranian border in western Afghanistan destroyed as much as $50 million worth of vehicles and goods. The cause is still under investigation. Basketball great Michael Jordan on Monday pledged $10 million to help build two medical clinics for uninsured and underinsured communities in his hometown of Wilmington, North Carolina. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, the Democrat from New York, blamed the staff of New York nursing homes for the record-high death toll that was brought about by mandating infected people be put into nursing homes. The directive was issued by Governor Cuomo.
COVID did not get into the nursing homes by people coming from hospitals. COVID got into the nursing homes by staff walking into the nursing home.
As gathered by Fox News cameras, some New Yorkers aren't buying it.
We're calling for Cuomo to resign. We're calling for de Blasio to resign. They have not listened to public health. They have not listened to advocates. We're saying that your actions have killed.
It's just really sad, but it's also like good that now other people are seeing him for who he really is.
It's estimated well over 15,000 people died under Governor Cuomo's mandate. The exact number is still unknown as politics was being played during record keeping and subsequent cover up by Cuomo's office. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of the unfortunate byproducts of losing your job is the loss of health care, not only for yourself, but for your family, too. USA Radio News Tim Berg explains your safety net if you find yourself without health insurance.
Enrollment in Obamacare has reopened Monday for eligible Americans. The Department of Health and Human Services has reopened insurance enrollment on healthcare.gov. President Biden announced earlier this year his administration would allow Americans who have lost their jobs and employer-based insurance during the pandemic to get coverage. Worth noting, losing your health care coverage always qualifies you for a special enrollment period. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The official website of the Affordable Care Act is www.healthcare.gov. Saying Brad Keselowski was frustrated after the last lap crash in the Daytona 500 would be an understatement.
Had a big run down the backstretch, wanted to make the pass to win the Daytona 500, and it ended up really bad. I don't feel like I made a mistake, but I can't drive everybody else's car, so frustrating. The discount tire Ford was not the fastest, but Jeremy Bowen's whole team did a great job of keeping us in position. Right then, we were in position. It's exactly where I want to be, running second on the last lap at Daytona with this package, and had to run, made the move. Then it didn't work out.
More racing this Sunday. The O'Reilly Auto Parts 253 at Daytona is a road course race. 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.